Confidence in Northern Ireland's housing market remains higher than elsewhere in the UK. This is according to the latest Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors and Ulster Bank Residential Market Survey. Let me say it again. Confidence in Northern Ireland's housing market remains higher than elsewhere in the UK. Let me speak to Samuel Dickey, who's an RICS residential property spokesperson. Samuel, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Should we shudder with fear to some extent when we hear that confidence in the Northern Ireland housing market is higher than elsewhere in the UK? I'm old enough to remember 12, 15 years ago. Any chance of a bubble forming?
I don't think so, Frank. The economic conditions that permeated through the market in 2006 and 2007 don't exist today, where that easy access to credit is available. So we still have a period of recovery. We're still in recovery to many extents. But the increases that we're seeing is single digit. It's, you know, every quarter, 0.6, 0.3% increases. Over the years, the last couple of years, we've had maybe 6 or 7% increase and 4% increase. So it's a sustainable level of increase that we're seeing. I wouldn't be frightened about the market just yet.
So if you have a house for sale, will you get it sold?
If you have it at the right price, yes. There is a lot of demand out there, and that's the issue we're finding. As estate agents find as well, that the properties that do come on the market, they do sell well, but there's not enough of them. So there's a lack of supply out there, which is feeding the prices going upwards slightly because of the demand.
Now, you mentioned that easy credit is not something that's obviously available at the moment and was part of the problem 12, 15 years ago. But is it possible to get the loan, or are some people, especially first-time buyers, finding that exceptionally difficult?
No, I mean, there's actually more first-time buyers taking out loans. They reached an 11-year high for first-time buyers taking loans out last year. Of course, borrowing is very low, despite the 0.25% increase in the interest rate. You know, a few days ago, we haven't seen any negative impact on the market from that at all. In fact, some rates from some banks are more favourable since that increase, conversely. They're taking their capital and using it and not borrowing off the money markets.
The Bank of Mom and Dad, is it still helping with the first-time buyer?
Very much so, yeah. A lot of people, young people, had been living with parents for the last 10 years, if you look back, Frank, at the boom cycle. And so I think they are now at an age where they've gathered up enough deposit and parents are happy to help them move on to the housing ladder. And of course, we're building more new homes. So they've got more product to choose from.
So generally, people who are, I suppose, in employment, trying to spend their money the best way to get value for their buck, so to speak. The idea of buying a house at this point in time is a good idea as opposed to renting.
It is a good idea. You know, overall, it's more affordable to buy your house in many situations, more so than renting a property. It's cheaper to buy. When you ask and you do a bit of research on the subject, I mean, the first thing people will say is that the reason why they buy a property is for investment purposes. Then it's for shelter, home, to be in a bigger property or smaller or whatever the motivations are. But investment is very much to the front of their mind.
And you expect prices to rise over the next 3 months. And I keep going back to the scare and the worry and the concern of a decade ago. We heard that all the time. You got to get in now because prices are going up. Oh, you didn't get in. Well, get in now because prices are definitely going up. And they did go up and up and up.
Yes.
But this rate of rise will not be anything like it was in the past.
Nothing like it, Frank. No, I mean, we are in single digit figures. I mean, I can recall those days when, you know, you were going backwards and forwards on the phone to bidders. You were going up £5,000 every 20 minutes. You know, that just isn't happening now. So we have surveyors out there who are valuing property at a level where they need comparable evidence. So they'll not dictate the market. They will follow the market. So lenders aren't reckless anymore. Your financial advisors are giving people good advice in terms of their affordability. And people are coming along with offers in principle now, which is a good thing to have before they make an offer on a property. So they've tested their affordability. they're stress tested in terms of their salary if interest rates go up significantly. So I think the whole landscape for property at this moment in time is healthy. That's probably why we are seeing these this confidence from surveyors.
And the surveyors that you talk about, are these the people who we hire to go and make sure the house is worth the money that we're paying for it?
That's correct, yeah. They're employed by the lending institutions to assess the property as security for their loan, or they will do the home buyer surveys or building surveys for the purchaser to assess structure, damp, defect, all that sort of thing.
How important is it actually that someone who is about to buy a home spends the extra £300 or £400 to get that service provided?
Well, we of course would say that it's very important. I mean, it's up to the individual. Obviously, you should talk to your local surveyor and assess that. For properties over 25 years old, you know, home buyer survey is probably the best product that they would want to get, and probably the most affordable. And it goes into detail on a traffic light system, red, amber, green, and on the defects that are in the property, going from roof, chimneys, walls, right the way through to the drainage.
Yeah, it's you know, some people can't afford to go the extra mile to get it, but maybe with hindsight, when you're in there, you may feel that it would have been money very well spent. A final question to you, Samuel. Those who are in negative equity, can they take good news from today or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, perhaps there's not as many people in negative equity now as there was 5 years ago, for example. Prices have crept up significantly, but there's still quite a number of people who are negative equity. They are obviously stuck, or they're mortgage prisoners, as you call them, because they can't sell. Otherwise, they'll realize a loss. But that number has decreased significantly over the last 5 years. But it's still a recovery position. So they can take some heart in the fact that it's going upwards. It's perhaps not going upwards as quickly as they would like. But as you mentioned earlier, Frank, it would be a worrying thing if there were peaks and troughs. That's not, I think, what anyone in the property industry wants to see.
Okay, balance is a good thing. Samuel, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Samuel Dickey, the residential property spokesperson for the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors.